With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The manhunt goes on in New York City, where police are searching for the hooded gunman who fatally shot UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson yesterday morning outside a hotel in Midtown Manhattan.
The full investigative efforts of the New York City Police Department are well underway, and we will not rest until we identify and apprehend the shooter in this case.
New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch calls it a brazen, targeted attack. Two young boys, a 5 and a 6-year-old, in extremely critical condition. They were shot at a small private school in Northern California. It happened at Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists in Palermo, north of Sacramento. The shooter died of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. Also at SRNNews.com, one Republican senator says Pete Hegseth should agree to abstain from alcohol if he wants to be confirmed as defense secretary.
Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota says given the allegations against Hegseth concerning alcohol abuse, he should commit himself to abstaining in the future. He told CNN, quote, being familiar with the problems of alcoholism and the dumb things we do when we drink too much, it'd be really nice if he could set that one aside for good. Hegseth, a decorated war veteran, says he's facing stiff opposition because he's a change agent and vows he won't drop his bid for confirmation in the face of what he calls a smear campaign by Democrats. Bob Agner reported.
Israel calls Amnesty International a deplorable and fanatical organization. This after Amnesty accused the Jewish state of genocide in Gaza. Political turmoil in France, where the prime minister of 3 months is already on his way out. A no-confidence vote in the National Assembly forcing Michel Barnier and his cabinet to resign. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 8 points and NASDAQ futures off 28 points. This is SRN News. Guess who's visiting Notre Dame?
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll attend rededication ceremonies at the 861-year-old cathedral in Paris on Saturday. The church was devastated by fire in 2019, and France has spent millions of euros to repair it in a process that required the relearning of certain medieval building techniques. Mr. Trump writes on Truth Social, President Emmanuel Macron has done a wonderful job ensuring that Notre Dame has been restored to its full level of glory. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates are moving to repeal a 15-week abortion ban in Arizona. It conflicts with an amendment approved by voters last month. The ballot measure amends the Arizona Constitution to allow abortions up to fetal viability at about 21 weeks of pregnancy. The American Civil Liberties Union, Planned Parenthood, and the Center for Reproductive Rights have filed suit in Maricopa County Superior Court on behalf of two abortion doctors. This is SRN News. The governing bodies of women's pro golf want to make sure it's a level playing field for all golfers.
The LPGA and the USGA have updated gender policies that will require players to be assigned female at birth or to have transitioned to female before going through male puberty. The policies begin in 2025. The groups concluded that going through male puberty allows for competitive advantages in golf. The new policies rule out eligibility for potential U.S. Women's Open qualifier Haley Davidson, who began hormone treatments when she was in her early 20s in 2015 and in 2021 underwent gender-affirming surgery. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A federal investigation concludes a fatal beating of Tyree Nichols by officers after he ran away from a traffic stop in 2023 exposed serious problems within the Memphis Police Department. More details at SRNNews.com.